Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and we are live here at the Nick Hewis Fieldhouse at Jackson College. Just got the national anthem in the building here, and now we'll get the starting lineups introduced on the floor before we get to the tip-off. 20 minutes on the clock, and it's a little adjustment. We've done so many more high school games than we have these college games, Brian, to adjust to the halves rather than quarters. But
I'm also adjusting to the 14, referees' uniforms. Much more sleek looking at the junior college level.
Yeah, they.
I think about getting a couple of those for you and I just to wear around town when we do our signings and things.
This is stuff for our appearances.
Yeah.
And number 35.
All right, and we're getting the Glen Oaks Vikings introduced. Green jerseys and shorts. Yellow letters and numbers.
And now for our home team,
kind of giving off a Cleveland State feel to me.
I get that. I see that for sure.
Or possibly Wayne State, if you'd like a little more local flavor.
Does Wayne State rock green? I guess I thought it was.
A little green.
I've caught a lot of Wayne State
appearances
recently, so my mistake.
Number 10,
Michigan center X-star Shea Tripp plays for Wayne State. So I've seen some Shea Tripp games. And
How's it going for her early on here?
She's doing real well. She's getting a lot of playing time, and I know she hit a bucket to send a game into overtime, which they won. So for a freshman, she's doing a great job. So, Shay, if you're listening, good job.
Yeah, she was a frequent contributor to some of our girls' basketball district championship coverage last season.
I dare call her friend of the program.
She is, We'll call her friend of the program. Yeah, definitely. So we get our final instruction and really just the last huddle up for the Jackson College players before we jump things up here. And again, our big guy in the center, Isaiah Brown, sophomore.
And Steve, just the eyeball test, size really looks very close. Nobody seems to have a big size advantage.
And Brown looked like he had a size advantage there on the tap. A little too strong, sends it out of bounds, and so... And that'll be green ball.
Maybe the hardest tipped ball I've ever seen in my life. Brown just sent it as he was, looked like he was doing a Dikembe Mutombo block shot impersonation.
So Glen Oaks will start with the basketball here. The Vikings get underway. And there's a steal. And it's Wiles who knocks it away. And Brent Wiles gets it back for Jackson. Looking down to Brown in the block. Nothing there from the right wing. Goes in the corner now for Brown. Brown to dribble off. Gets it to LeBron. And he's... pressure there on the wing, knocked away, and it'll stay Jets ball. Pressure defense there for Caleb Bird, getting the knock away for Glen Oaks.
Yeah, you mentioned the possibility of Glen Oaks D. I can see it right now, denying all the passes.
And now trying to get it down low, and mishandled, not a bounce, turnover for Jackson.
You always wonder how teams are going to kind of come out after a two-and-a-half-week break with the holiday season.
Yep, practice all you want, scrimmage all you want. It just doesn't seem to have the same effect as playing in a game. You got to get that back. And it usually comes back pretty quick. There's a pull-up from the elbow for the Vikings. Rogers misses, rebounded by Jackson on the run out. Gets it to Smith in the right corner. Now to the top, swing it back around left side. And that went to Daniels back to the top, and it's LeBron running the offense. Drifting traffic, 16 on the shot clock, left wing. Smith goes down low to Wiles, tries to drop it across the lane to Brown. Instead, it's picked off, and now running the break is the Vikings. And on the run out, put it up in the air off the window is Tyran Rogers from the left side. Nice break, and it's a 2-0 lead for the Vikings here. Jets with the ball from the wing, Daniels for three, and that's nothing but the bottom. Jackson answers quickly. They lead 3-2, 18:45 to play first half, as the Vikings come back up the floor. Pettis dribbles to the left side. Now out to the top. That's Rogers, right wing for Transmore. And he drives, double team, splits him. Got the shot up, but missed it. Left it short. Rebound by Smith. He's robbed at the middle of the floor. Sidesteps the defender all the way to the window and puts it up with a soft touch. And it's 5-2, Jackson.
Yeah, we said Aquari Smith is a sharpshooter, but he can take it to the 10, too. And that was a nice finish in traffic.
He's got some springs on him, too. That was a... dropping it off right at the hole. And there's a nice little jump hook from about the free throw line for Glen Oaks. DeAndre Francis with the bucket, and it's 5-4. Brown on the drive. Great feed. on the back cut, takes it to the rack, gets the bump, scores it, and he's got a chance at the three-point play, 7-4.
Yeah, that's two very nice takes by the Jackson College Jets. Brown getting the hoop and the harm.
Yeah, getting their work done close to the basket. Free throws here for Brown. That one is good. 8-4 Jackson. Doubles up early with 17:57 to play here first half. Glen Oaks coming up the left side, handoff, and a spin move from Chansmore. Drops it down to the baseline. And now Chansmore at the elbow, and he takes it into the trees, goes up high. Nice touch off the glass, and he gets the foul and the chance to answer the three-point play on the other end.
Yeah, that Chansmore really hung in the air there and took a hard foul from Aquari Smith and finished.
Tansmore third on the team in scoring at 10.5 per game. 8-6 Jackson with a free throw coming here, and that's good. Good free throw shooting here early for both teams. Jackson takes the inbound, leading by one. Get it to LeBron near the mid-circle. Left side, Daniels spots him, now moves to the middle of the floor. Free throw line area. Dribbles back out of there to the left wing. Trying to get the high post for Brown, and now LeBron shows the back cut. Backs out of it, and Wiles was going to feed him. Instead, it goes out of bounds, so turnover for the Vikings.
Yeah, that's something you always tell your players. If you start to back cut, you have to keep going. There is no stopping there because people think you're going, they're going to dish that, and one's kind of on Damaso LeBron.
That's a pass you've got to lead them on, so they you can't.
There's a timing thing, right? Yeah.
Tansmore at the top, now to the right wing for Pettis. Drive from the top, back out, little in and out here for the Vikings. And that was a move into the painted area by Rogers. Actually well defended, but he still concentrated and made the little bunny. And it's 9-8, first lead here for the Vikings. LeBron drives, drops it off for Brown. Open look from the baseline, passes it up, makes a move into the lane. Skips it out to Wiles in the corner. He'll pull up the triple. Long. Air ball. Rebounded. Vikings. Leading by one with 16:43 in the first half. Coming up the floor quickly. Right wing. And there's a triple try. Short. Gets the extra bounce, though. Hit that front rim and bounce off the back. And that's a triple for Malik Tansmore. And it's 12-8. Vikings.
That's what happens when you're a 44% three-point shooter right there.
Get a couple of those to go. Smith drives. Floater is long, but he gets his own rebound. Jackson with another try. Daniels from the wing. He's hit one so far. That one's in and out. Wiles offensive rebound. Another try. He's in deep. Battles it up. Missed. And Rogers will take that rebound and dribble up the floor here for the Vikings. Now drops it down low. And it's a double clutch. Missed. Good hustle back by the Jets. DeAndre Francis missed shot up the floor. Smith thought about a triple. Passes it up for LeBron. Swings it left side. Daniels now down to the baseline for Wiles. Reverse layup, made that a little tougher than it needed to be, and a miss and rebound by the Vikings. And we're getting a foul for Wiles, hanging back on the play and reaching. So it's 12-8 Vikings here. Glen Oaks out to the lead with 15:52 to play in the first half.
Yeah, Wiles there did the thing that you don't like, Steve, is when you make a mistake and compound it with a quick foul.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. Yeah. It's not a new phenomenon. No. And we've probably both done it, too.
Well, I promise you I've done that.
Four-point lead, 12-8 for the Vikings with the basketball left wing for Pettis. Defended there by Smith. Little screen and roll attempt. He slipped the screen. Now a drive, knocked away. Quick hands. And they'll call it out on Glen Oaks. And that little knockaway from Jackson Barrett. And that gets the ball back for the Jets. 15.5 to play in our first half of action.
Yeah, Gabe Damey back on the floor for the Jets now.
Yeah, and statistically the leading assist guy all year. Coming off the bench tonight. Quick substitutions there for Coach Johnston. Daniels with a crossover at the top. Now into the free throw line. Passes out. Drive baseline all the way in. Double clutch. And Brath missed that one. Tap from Smith is missed too. Great drive and just couldn't finish. Jackson's a little rusty early, it feels like. There's a drive by the Vikings and a miss. Offensive rebound and a putback for Francis is missed. Loose ball grab. Daniels running the breakout for Jackson. Don't really have numbers. Smith wisely pulls it out. Uzziah Brown's going to make a move all the way into the lane for the tomahawk attempt, and he missed the dunk, gets his own rebound. Now a turnover, and we got a break for the Vikings. One-on-one, defended by Barath, and he's going to commit a little bit of a bump, and that's going to be free throws for Glen Oaks on the drive. 12-8 they lead with free throws coming, 14-31 to play in the first half.
Yeah, right now Jackson came out hitting four of their first five, and has not hit a bucket since. Things have gotten icy like the outside right now.
Yeah, and a couple good looks here too, like especially that last one. Two good looks on that trip. Barath got really in deep and just put it up a little strong as the free throw gets knocked down here for Glen Oaks. 13-8. And that is Tansmore at the line. Malik hits that one too, and it's 14-8. 6-point advantage here for the Vikings, and just a little scoring drought here for Jackson. Daniels brings it up the floor for the Jets. Right wing for Damey. Now back to the top for Daniels. Smith kind of wants it there in the high post. Right side for Brown. Smith comes out to get it on the wing. Well defended. Now he makes the drive. Pull up from the free throw line area. No good. And we're going to get a little reach-in call, kind of a hand check against Glen Oaks. And that's the kind of thing that happens. Jackson putting a little pressure on him. We got timeout coming from the bench here. We'll take a 30-second timeout, back with 14:07 to play first half. 14-8, Jackson trails on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
During the hectic pace of the holidays, O'Hara Construction Company wishes all of their Jackson friends and neighbors a well-deserved and relaxing season full of joy and happiness that extends into the new year.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 14:07 to play first half. Jackson trails by six. Came out pretty hot early, but it caught a little bit of a scoring drought. Daniel inbounded to Daniels.
And it's not due to bad shots either. Like you said, they're getting good looks, just not finishing.
Brown on the drive. Puts one up off the window. Again, gets in close. Tough angle. Missed the shot. Rebounded by the Vikings.
Kind of thought he might have gotten fouled there, too.
Rodgers bringing it up now for the Vikings. Tyron Rodgers, leading scorer for Glen Oaks. Now with 16 on the shot clock, they pull it back out and reset. A little screen from Tansmore at the top. The roll no good. He comes out to get it. Moves into the paint. Spin move. Drops it off. Knocked away. Brown with a steal. 2-on-2 break. Brown crosses over. Loses the dribble for a moment. Now recovers, and Jackson will have to reset. Nice to come away with a stop. Barath on the move to the basket. Back to the basket. Into the air. Turnaround no good. And knocked away. But again, up close, Brian. Just tough shot.
Yeah, just missing these bunnies.
There's a drive for the Vikings there. Shot attempt is missed, and then a tip slam. Tansmore coming in and driving it home and doubling up Jackson now, 16-8. Brown with three tries, miss. Another putback, this time is good, and he got the foul. So Brown has to work for it, but he does get Jackson on the board. They had led 8-4 before trailing 16-8, Brian.
Yeah. And again, just point blank misses. Now some tough shots, but close here. Brown missed three, but he stayed with it.
Missed dunk attempt by Brown in the mix there. But so the scoring drought at least over now. Free throw attempt. He got front rim and rattled it in. Little shooter's touch going, and just rewarded for his trouble by a little chance at a breather here. Newly into the game is Alex Smith, another big guy here for the Jackson Jets.
We didn't see him the first game, did we, Steve?
Nope.
Yeah. Big body, though.
Yeah. There's a deep triple for the Vikings and a miss. Miss shot there, Kevon Washington. Barath coming up the floor, looking down the lane, drops it off for Smith. Smith with a little jump hook, soft touch, but missed it. And on the rebound attempt, it goes out of bounds off Glen Oaks. So Jackson will get another try at it. Again, still just missing shots. Shooting percentage is low.
Yeah, as a coach, you'd like to obviously see some of those drop, but you're happy about the quality of looks that you're getting. Just got to start converting now.
It's Damey, Smith. We got two Smiths, Aquari Smith and Alex Smith. And Barrett and Daniels on the floor right now for Jackson. Damey's got it in the corner on the inbound. 14 on the shot clock. Now trying to get it down to Smith on the block. He works his way in. Little turnaround off the window. And that had to rattle over the rim, but it got down. And Jackson cuts the lead to 3.
Good strong move by Alex Smith using that big upper body of his.
And he's the biggest guy on the floor, so he's got a size advantage, and it looks like he's the biggest guy in the gym tonight. Rodgers gets it, looking to make a nice one-handed feed. The thought was there. It was a good fast pass out of the block, but quick hands by Jackson in the passing lane.
Away!
with the way the gym is designed, any loose balls on that end go all the way to the wall.
Yeah. Antonio Melton for Glen Oaks had to get some extra laps in to chase that one down.
Pearson inbounds to Rodgers. He pulls up the jumper, goes off the rim, and that's going to get a little touch foul on Barrett, but correct call, it looks like, and Rodgers will get a couple free throws.
That's Barrett's second now with 11:51. We'll probably see a sub for him soon.
And Wiles jumped up off the bench. We can't know for sure that he's going in for him, but he would assume. 11:51 to play first half. 16-13, Jackson trails. Vikings at the free throw line, and Glen Oaks, and it's Tyron Rodgers knocks that one down.
Kind of an unusual in today's game, Steve. We're right now both teams together, 8 for 8 from the line. No one's missed.
Well, announcer jinx for Rodgers. He avoids it and gets it to go. 18-13, they push the lead back out to 5 with under 12 minutes to play in our first half of action. Daniels with the ball for the Jets. Right wing for Damey. Gets a screen from Wiles, now rolls. Nope, they go to Smith at the top left wing for Daniels. He gets a screen. He's working to go left side. Gets in deep, passes out. Hands on the basketball, though. Call him for stepping out on the baseline there. Daniels with the turnover. 11:33 to play, and it's 18-13. Vikings with the basketball now.
Speaking of stepping out, how was your New Year's Eve?
Did you step out? Well, he had to stay home and watch the Michigan game.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't have to watch closely for long.
Yeah,
but
that game was something.
Nothing nearly as exciting as what we've got here. Vikings with the ball. Keep Kevin Washington now left side. There's a three-point pull-up. And I tell you what, it's not the prettiest J I've seen, but it was effective. Kyrie Hay knocks out the triple, and it's 21-13.
Quick release, too, by Kyrie Hay.
Yeah, he knew he was shooting that, came out and stopped on a dive and pulled that up. Jackson looking to find some rhythm. Daniels gets a good open look for 3, and that one rattles out. Smith with a rebound, blocked. Gets the rebound again, and now Vikings will take it away. Glen Oaks on the run. Nice feed, no looker. Down to a cutting Caleb Bird, and he'll score that off the window, and it's a 10-point lead now for Glen Oaks.
That Bird was flying down the court.
Gabe Damey gets a screen and pulls up a triple, but we'll get Alex Smith for moving on the screen. And 10:36 to play, a 10-point lead for Glen Oaks. They get the basketball again.
I was just going to comment on how the refs are really kind of letting them play, but that was the first kind of, you know, just touch call. Other than that, you better come ready to go tonight.
Washington with the ball on the left wing for Glen Oaks. Check there by Daniels. There's Smith on the run out. Gets the steal. And the dunk on the other end comfortably springs up. I mean, he's not a tall kid, but he's just got those absolute bounce going on. 10 minutes to play. They cut the lead to 8, so that dunk still only counts for 2 points. Jackson's got work to do on the defense. They get it down low. Francis loses it on his way up. They call it out off of Jackson. I didn't see any Jets touch it. If anything, I guess they could have called a foul, but really, he just lost it.
Yeah, I think Francis for Glen Oaks even thought it. He started running down the other way. Kind of, he was surprised.
See what they do with the bonus possession here. Washington to inbound. Excuse me, that's Hay. And Jackson playing good defense, and it's knocked away. And this time they call it off of Glen Oaks. So Jackson does get it back, get the stop. 10 minutes precisely remain here in the first half.
I think they missed both those calls, but in the end, it's a wash.
It came out in the wash. Yeah. Damey up the floor, left side for Smith. Puts it on the deck, now passes out to Wiles at the top. About 2 steps behind that three-point line. And he gets it out to Smith. They're going to chase him all the way out because they know he's got range. Left side for Damey. And he's going to call out a play. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Damian on the drive, gets in the lane, drops it off for Wiles, makes a move to the bucket. Lefty finish, no good. Rebound, Brown. Putback is good. Isaiah Brown got his hard hat on down on the offensive rebound. Cuts the lead to 6, 23-17. Jackson trails 9:22 to play first half.
Yeah, Brown has 8 of the 17 points for the Jets right now at the 9-minute mark.
He almost has 8 rebounds to match. And a lot of them on the offensive end, and a lot of them on that one possession. But
about 4 of them on his own missed shots.
Vikings with the ball in the left corner. Pull up off the dribble. Three-pointer is an air ball. Rebounded by Daniels, and pressure on the rebounder. And we'll get a whistle against Hay on that. He didn't love the call, but I think it was right.
Yeah, that's his second, too. And, you know, that's just not being smart. You're getting a foul 90 feet from the other basket.
Yeah. Under 9 minutes to play first half, 23-17. Jackson has cut the lead down to 6. A chance to get it even closer on this possession. Damey, Daniels, Smith, Brown, and Wiles. Right wing for Daniels. Wiles comes out to the top. Daniels goes through, gets it on the left side. Looking down low for Brown, nothing there. Out to Smith at the top. He'll pull up the triple off the dribble. Off the window, long two-point bucket. Stepped on the line, but he does get it to go, and it cuts the lead to 4.
Smith had even a disgusted look on his face after the bank. I don't think he was meaning glass.
No, he didn't call it for sure. Glenn Oaks back on the offense. Nice back cut for Rogers. Good pass, tough catch, and he gets the finish. That's quality basketball play for Glenn Oaks. They go up 25-19.
Yeah, nice backdoor cut there.
Smith gets a screen from Brown, tries to thread the needle between the defenders, and it goes off of a Glenn Oaks player and out of bounds. Jackson Limbaugh from the sideline. Damian's going to come over and get it. It's out to Daniels near the mid-circle. Gets it back.
Jackson's
got 16 on the shot clock. Left side for Smith. Spots up, gets the screen. Doesn't use it. Goes the other way. Drops it out for Brown. They leave him open. He'll shoot a 3. That missed everything. Out of bounds.
Sometimes there's a reason you find yourself alone out there. And after watching that 3-point attempt, he might find himself even more unguarded the next time, if that's possible.
Glenn Oaks will not be more aggressively running out there. That one paid off. 7:48 to play first half. 25-19, Glenn Oaks with the ball. It's Rogers met out there by Wiles, left corner for Tansmore. And now a turnover. Daniels on the run out. Up the middle of the floor, splits the defense up and under, and off the window. Good for Daniels. And it's another 4-point lead here. Quickly down the floor. Nice secondary break there. Francis finds himself alone. And the layup. Glenn Oaks doesn't seem to miss much on a guy who, when they see somebody cutting, they try to get it to him. Daniels pull up 3 from the top. Off right rim. Rebounded by Glenn Oaks. Francis having a nice game here for the Vikings. Tansmore 2 up the left side. Crossover backs it out. Thought he had numbers for a moment. Francis at the top will look to drive on Brown. Gets around him. Reverse layup is off the bottom of the rim, rebounded by Damey, running out. Smith thought about spotting up on the break. Instead, drives in. Thought he had a foul, no call. Rebounded by Glenn Oaks. Back and forth pace here. Tansmore on the run. Off the window, high. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Put back short again. Brown there for the rebound. Gets it out to Smith running. No numbers, then he pulls it out wisely. 6:40 to play first half. Damey will set up the offense from the mid-circle area. 6:35 with 19 seconds on the shot clock.
Frenetic pace.
It's been fast back and forth here. Daniels on the wing. Smith at the top. Now right wing for Damey. Crossover into the elbow area. Pull up Jay. I love that shot. Missed it, though. Rebounded by Glenn Oaks. And on the run out, some contact behind the back dribble. And they call no foul, so it's out of bounds off Glenn Oaks.
Yeah, Quaylen Pettis for Glenn Oaks. Flat out just got knocked down. He even looked at the official like, what are you talking about?
Yep. And to be fair, the dude did not touch the basketball.
That's true.
He just stopped him from running. The ball kept going. 6:15 to play here. First half, 27-21. Glenn Oaks leads. It'll be Jackson ball. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here right now.
I feel like you might need a commercial break just to get your voice ready.
I mean, come back, yeah.
You talked about the pace, and, man, it is up and down. And that's why I said if you want to see just a fun brand of basketball, it's like watching a really organized, fast pickup game.
Yeah, we got a and we got a couple of jams tonight so far, attempted jams. So, yeah, I think we're for a good contest here. And as Jackson kind of got behind early, they have started to score a little more regularly, and I think they're feeling what I like, and I see it from Daniels a little bit and definitely from Smith. I think he gets a feeling when they don't get a few buckets for a while. He feels like he knows he needs to contribute something. So he, you know, offensively, he looks to get his shot, and he doesn't seem to force it, but looking to find it, I think. And it's worked out for him so far.
Looks like the Jets are bringing in Colby Cathy. So maybe Colby out of Detroit Edison can give a little spark to the Jets.
Damey's got the ball, 6-11 to play, 6-point deficit for the Jets. Cathy set up at the high post. They go left wing for Damey. Now Smith coming off the screen, pull up three, got it. That's the jumper we're used to seeing, and no foot on the line on that when they cut the lead to three. 5:54 to play.
You better have your hand up if Smith has it anywhere outside the arc.
You could tell right when he came off the screen that was too much space. Yeah. He was going to pull up.
Good play drawn up out of the timeout by Johnston. Coach Johnston.
There's a drive and a tough shot. Missed shot, but there's Francis staying strong. DeAndre Francis. And he gets the left-handed tap. 29-24. They push it back to five. Daniels now to Damey. Out beyond the arc. Left side for Daniels. Looking for Smith cutting through. He tried to set up on the block. Brown comes out to get it. Now Cathy on the cut and picked off there by Rogers. And he'll bring it up the floor for the Vikings. Just jumped to the passing lane. Behind the back, move into the lane. Drops it off. Nice feed to Francis, who gets a shot up. And they'll call a foul on that one. A little late whistle, but it was the right call as Francis got deep. Got the shot up. Almost got it to go.
Yeah, I really feel that the official was going to let that go if he scored. But since he missed it, he's going to call it. And that was why the late whistle.
Francis missed the first free throw. Lefty shooter there. At the stripe with a second try coming. Second one short also. Empty trip to the line. 29-24. They still lead. Jets with the ball. Damey gets a screen on the right wing. Cross court to Daniels in the corner for Smith. Back to Daniels on the wing. He drives into the free throw line. Drops it down for Brown. Deep blocked by Francis, but got him on the arm. And Brown will get to the stripe again.
That's now going to be Francis' second foul. So a couple of the key players, Francis and Hay, both with two. For Jackson, only Barath has two.
Under 5 minutes to play here. First half, 29-24. Jackson trails Brown at the free throw line, and that one's off the back rim. So after you mentioned the good free throw shooting early, Brian, we got three misses in a row.
I am... Okay, I'm a little to blame. I was going to say I am not to blame for that, but maybe it is.
And that one's offside rim for Brown and rebounded by Glenn Oaks. Coming up the floor is Pettis.
Oh.
Nice feed down to a cutting bird and a nice reverse layup. Tough shot and made. 31-24, 4:46 to play in the first half.
Man, that was a nice pass by Pettis.
Left side for Cathy, now to the top for Smith. Chased out there by Bird. Left wing for Cathy. Comes out to get it. Make a move into the elbow area. Pass out Smith. A little space. Pulled up three. Missed that one. Rebounded by Pettis. Looking up the floor. And they do look to run. Bird on the breakout. Saves it into Rogers. He'll fire the three. Missed everything. Rebounded down low. And pass off to Bird. Get it to Rogers. Nice little drifting jumper there. Kind of a jump hook. But not quite. But they push the lead back out to nine.
Yeah, just when I thought the Jets were kind of making a run.
Crossover pull-up jumper. Daniels with a good-looking shot there. Stops the run here for Glenn Oaks. Under 4 minutes to play first half. Glenn Oaks runs the floor beautifully, Brian. They really have made some nice feeds on the fast break.
Yeah, and you know, some teams say they like to run, but unless you're willing passers, that's not working. But it's working for Glenn Oaks.
Bird with a drive, and they get him for a traveling violation. The turnover. 3:36 on our first half game clock. 33-26 is the score. Vikings of Glen Oaks Community College, Centerville, Michigan. Lead here. Jackson with the ball, looking to cut into the advantage. Left side for Smith. Gets a little space for a three. Pulls up. Missed that one. Back rim. Rebounded by Glenn Oaks and out on the run. And all the way coast to coast to the rim. Kevon Washington. Found an extra gear there. Beat everybody up the floor. 35-26. Daniels pull-up jumper's blocked. And then rebounded by Braden Saxton. Pettis up the floor, right side for Tansmore. Now to the top for Rogers. Swings it left side for Washington. Looks to drive from there. Damey, nice job shutting down the driving lane. Glen Oaks spacing. Almost looking like they're just clearing the lane out. There's a little drive down to the baseline. Move to the middle of the floor. Running jump hook. No good. Rebound to Daniels. Jackson on the run. Daniels up the middle of the floor. 2:41 to play. Sets up left wing. Looking for Brown down on the block. And with a kicked ball against Glen Oaks. Right, Barath into the game.
I'm sorry, Steve. I'm kind of getting the feeling that the Jets are maybe forcing a little bit too much to the block. They're kind of telegraphing passes. That's about the fourth one that's either been stolen or kicked or... You know, you got to either look away and throw it down there, or if it's not there, keep the ball moving.
Sideline inbound for Damey. Gets it into Barath. Back on the floor with two fouls. Gives it back to Damey. Damey, Barath, Kathy, Smith, and Brown on the floor. This is Zai Brown in the corner now. Come out. They go left side for Barath instead. Barath drives. Gets into the paint. Went up and left it a little short. It might have been partially blocked there. 35-26, Vikings with the ball. Washington sets up right wing. Looking down low. On the block, making a move in the air. Forced up shot there. Smith gets the rebound, saves it into Kathy. Looks up the floor. There's Damey, ahead of everyone. And he'll go all the way in and put it up left-handed. And all he did was kind of side-eye like he might pass it off to Brown, and that gave him the clear lane to the basket.
Yep, good little look away there at the end. And nice left hand.
And yeah, good to finish it. Minute 45 to play first half. Lead is 7 for the Vikings at Glen Oaks. And move to the little running jump hook. Missed again. This time Damey takes it away. They got numbers. Smith on the run. He'll take that all the way in. Lefty finish is good. And he draws the foul. Aquari Smith with a nice move there. Cuts the lead to 5. He can make it 4 with a successful trip to the free throw line.
There's just nothing that Aquari Smith does that doesn't look smooth.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he even just like sitting in algebra class and looks smooth, just sitting there doing his math homework.
63% free throw shooter, so let's see if he makes these look smooth, or this one anyway. Chance to make the three-point play the old-fashioned way. 92 seconds to play first half, and that one rolls in. Took the long way around, but he gets down, and it's 35-34. 35-31. They cut the lead back to 4 points with a minute 26 to play in our first half. Left wing for the Vikings. Handoff Rogers into the painted area. Steps back. Now pull-up jumpers. Offside rim. Damey rebounds, looking up the floor. Brings it up quickly. Minute 10. Smith finds himself all alone for three, and he hasn't had one that open in a while. Knocks that down. And it's a one-point game. Jackson's brought it all the way back that close. 60 seconds to play in the first half of action.
Smith had missed a couple. I did not think he was going to miss that one. He's too good of a shooter to miss three in a row, especially that open.
Yeah. Vikings back on the offense. Saxton hands off to Washington. Behind the back dribble into the lane. Good help defense there by Alex Smith, who's back on the floor. Big guy. And Jackson up the floor. Smith fakes the triple. All the way down to the bucket. Aquari Smith. Showing if you come out and cover the three-pointer too aggressively, he will go to the rim and gives Jackson their first lead in a while. And Washington for three. Missed. Rebounded Wiles. Damey looking to add to the lead. 36-35. Gets into the paint. Drops it down for Barath. Pump fakes. Up in the air. Left it short. Wiles. Rebounds. Missed. Third attempt. Alex Smith. Fourth attempt. Goes. Jackson aggressive at the bucket. They put a... That put back 38-35. They lead 4 seconds. And Tansmore on the drive. Missed the runner. And the buzzer sounds in the first half. And Jackson, who trailed much of that half, a little flourish at the end. And they go with a three-point lead into the locker room.
Yeah, just finished with a flurry.
And Brian, Aquari Smith, really the main catalyst of that, too. Gets a three-pointer to go. He was getting down to the rim, too, and just finding different ways to score.
Yep, that's a That's a total scorer right there. Not just a shooter or just a slasher, but he's got both facets of the game, and that's tough to stop.
Yeah, and they failed to do so at the end of the half there. 38-35, Jackson leads. Let's take a three-minute break on the half. We'll come back and look at some numbers and get things set up for the second half. Again, the Jackson College Jets, 38, the Glen Oaks Vikings, 35, here on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Hello, friends, family, fellow listeners. It's me, Chuck Hogan from Avenue Auto. First and foremost, let me tell you about some great things happening at our dealership right now. We just partnered with a couple new financial institutions. Great news for you. Your job is your credit. Talk about a great selection of budget vehicles. We have them. Over 20 in stock right now, $3,000 or less. Some rusty, but trusty, all local trade-ins. Super selection of all-wheel drive 4x4 SUVs from $7,000 to $15,000. Come see our very experienced sales staff, Jamie Hodling, Justin Sadak, Brian Humphrey, and myself, Chuck Hogan, at Avenue Auto. Or give us a call at 517-780-0022. Again, 517-780-0022.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
During the hectic pace of the holidays, O'Hara Construction Company wishes all of their Jackson friends and neighbors a well-deserved and relaxing season full of joy and happiness that extends into the new year.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we win championships, we're not supposed to win. When we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore. When we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser, this Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Automotive Perfection, your local import vehicle specialist. At Automotive Perfection, they are experts in German auto repair. From BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Volkswagen, and more. At Automotive Perfection, repairs come with a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty. Automotive Perfection, experts in German auto repair.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialists will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. Jackson College, Vic Hewitt Fieldhouse, 38-35. The Jets snag the lead there at the end of the half. Really just a little flourish, and Aquari Smith, the catalyst for that, knocking down a triple and getting the three-point play at the rim. And showing that if you want to come running out at him shooting a three, he will pump fake you and go around. And he's got that ability. We saw him with a dunk on the fast break earlier. So, yeah, nice half for Aquari Smith to lead the Jets. But, I mean, I guess I don't know if he led because I know that Brown was early on the leading scorer. What do you got in the stat book there, Brian?
Well, I guess since we're talking about the Jets, let's go with them first. Gabe Damey has 2 for the Jets. Alex Smith with 4. Alex Daniels with 7. Isaiah Brown with 8. And Aquari Smith, as you mentioned, leading the way with 17.
17? That counted up fast.
Yeah, he did. He finished with the floor. I think his own little 9-point run for the Jets there to end the half.
Yeah, just he's really, I'm sure that this locker room conversation for Glen Oaks is just about entirely about catching up with Aquari Smith when he gets out on the fast break. Glen Oaks really looked like they were doing a lot of stuff right. I mean, we mentioned that one of the reasons Jackson got down is they just started shooting the ball poorly, and it really was some layups. They missed a dunk and were missing it close to the rim. But, yeah, once they started getting some shots to go down, they brought it back. I think Glenn Oaks has to feel like, gosh, we played pretty well in that half and still ended up being down. Because they were really running the ball well, and I thought Francis and Rogers were impressive. What are the numbers saying?
Yeah, so for Glenn Oaks, we have, let's see, Kyrie Hay with 3, Caleb Bird with 2, Kevon Washington with 4, DeAndre Francis with 6, and then a pair with 10, Malik Tansmore and Tyron Rogers.
Yeah, and Tansmore, they some nice players. Like Tansmore's got kind of good length, and they all seem to run the floor pretty well. I really like what Rogers does. He's got a strong game. Looks like he plays inside and out. And then you like to have that guy DeAndre Francis down low who bangs.
Yeah, and if you're, you know, you talk about what is halftime adjustments, I think if you're Mike Elliott, ex-Montana State Bobcat, by the way, if you didn't hear that earlier. No, he's going to tell them offensively, keep running, and that's where they're getting their buckets off transition. But they got a box out on Jackson College. Jackson College right now is killing them on the boards. Fortunately, if you're a Glen Oaks fan, JC's missing a lot of the offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
But due to Aquari Smith late flurry, they have that 38-35 lead.
Yeah, you know, and you said right away the eye test at the beginning of the game, the size matchup looked pretty close. But I think actually seeing it in action, I think Jackson has that size advantage, especially when Alex Smith gets out there on the floor. He's a big guy. But Isaiah Brown playing pretty big down there, especially on the offensive glass, as you mentioned. So Jackson has kind of stretched their advantage down low. Meanwhile, just, again, running the floor, Jackson's going to have to hustle back, because we saw Francis get down there and be all alone right after a made bucket for Jackson. So, yeah, Jackson's going to have to make sure that they're getting back when they need to, because Glen Oaks was running the break pretty well.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we talk about Glen Oaks, what adjustments they'll make and, say, hitting the boards and keeping them off the offensive glass. But, yeah, Chris Johnston and the Jackson College Jets, I totally agree with you, Steve. That's what he's saying right now is we got to get back. You can't just give up all those easy transition baskets.
All right. Well, hey, with a few minutes here until we get the second half started, the Jets emerging from the locker room just now. They lead 38-35. We'll take another 3-minute break, and when we come back, we'll set things up for the second half on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. There's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
The WKHM Jackson News and Sports Feeds at WKHM.com, brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group. The difference is the people and service.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
Smart homeowners know that proper maintenance of their home's heater can save a bundle in the long run. Trust your comfort specialists at Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, to keep your heater running right. Whether you have furnace, heat pump, boiler, or any type of heating system, a proactive tune-up can help keep you comfortable. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com to schedule a $99 tune-up. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer. Now sing it with me.
It's just a call away. Call 1 hour.
Columbia Community Fitness Center, New Year, New You, Open House and Health Fair is coming up on January 22nd from 10 a.m. to noon. Everyone will receive a two-week pass and, while supplies last, a Columbia Community Fitness Center t-shirt. Drawings for prizes. Join the fun, bring your family, and participate in the intro mini classes. Two grand prizes will be awarded. When looking for a great opportunity to increase both your level of health and fitness, look no farther than Columbia Community Fitness Center at MyEagles.org.
It's the return of Detroit basketball. Single game tickets for 2021-22 season are on sale now. Visit Pistons.com/tickets or call 313-PISTONS.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. Jackson College Jets catch up and take the lead late in the first half. They trailed a lot of the way there, Brian, but managed to get it back. And, yeah, we're just minutes away here from getting things started in the second half. Both teams out shooting again and getting a little loose.
A lot less dunking at the halftime warm-ups than the pregame warm-ups.
That's true. Wait, what do you think are the keys for – I mean, we kind of talked about it, but it was keys for Jackson College to maintain this advantage.
Yeah, as we talk about, defensively definitely got to get back. Make them score in the half court and make them – actually shoot the ball. You know, everything for Glen Oak seems to be drives, so, you know, make them prove that they can knock down threes consistently. And then on the offensive end, you know, is whatever you can do to free up Akari Smith seems like a good plan to me.
Yeah, you know, and I feel like Wiles and Barath both found some lanes to the basket and you make those layups. And you almost told us you don't want that to be your advice, but hey, let's make some of these layups, because that felt like if they were making those more, they're much further ahead at this point.
Yeah, and maybe you don't word it that way, right? Because that's funny, but you just tell them stay aggressive, keep driving, and good things will happen. And you're right, both Wiles and Barath, you know, we talk about rebounding, they've not really showed up in the score column, but definitely give that, you know, just that spark. A lot of movement for those two guys.
Those extra possession kind of guys diving on a loose ball or knocking something away or offensive rebounds. And just the kind of guys who take on a tough defensive matchup where I feel like, for instance, for Glen Oaks, that Caleb Bird ended up being the guy who was out there for almost the whole first half. We didn't call his name a ton. But he did get a couple buckets, but what he did was make it tough on Akari Smith for a little while. Smith did eventually get loose, but that's a tough matchup to draw when you're coming out to face Jackson.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, though, out of 17 points for Smith, I bet you 7 of them Bird was on the bench for. And, you know, so while he was out there, kind of held Smith at least kind of in check as
slowed
much as you
him
can
down,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, 38-35 Jackson leads here. Hey, we do get some high school basketball this week on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, with the Addison Panthers visiting the Napoleon Pirates on Thursday on the schedule.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm just looking forward to also seeing some Cascades basketball, because we both think that that's just a wide-open league race this year.
Yeah, kind of hoping to get our first glimpse and kind of see who might seize control. We saw Michigan Center earlier, but we saw them play Concord, so we don't know what that means for them versus the rest of the league. Vandercook Lake playing well early on. Napoleon's had a good year last year and looking to build on that this year. So we'll get our first glimpse of the Pirates and the Panthers on Thursday. And again, that'd be about a 7 o'clock tip on 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com. Our game tonight online, Jackson, it's FoxSports1019.com. So you can check that one out. You've been married for a while, Brian. But you got a daughter and a son, or either of them engaged?
Well,
it's a segue.
As a matter of fact, congratulations to my son Brett and his new fiance Kenzie Collins.
That's a stab in the dark. Honestly, I just wanted to say, I guess you should bring them down to the K105.3 Wedding Expo this Saturday at the American One Credit Union Event Center at Keeley Park, the Jackson County Fairgrounds, 1 to 4 p.m. Saturday. K105.3 Wedding Expo. I honestly didn't expect that to be a thing. It's not like I knew that and was intentionally bringing it up. I was just trying to promote the wedding expo. Well, what, congratulations.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think they should make a trip down there, as should anybody else that's, you know, happily engaged recently.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas, New Year, that's a really hot time to get engaged. So a good timing for the event, and that's this coming Saturday. Wow, congrats. That's exciting.
Yeah, well, thanks.
I'll keep an eye out for my invitation, and maybe we'll see.
It's a limited list. I think they're going to narrow it down to about 500 or 600, and I'm not sure that you're going to make that.
And we're ready for the second half. 20 minutes on the clock, 38-35, Jackson lead with the ball. LeBron on the floor again for the Jets. Right side for Smith, and a quick steal there by Caleb Berg. Run out for the Vikings, and LeBron chases it down, gets a knockaway, but the Vikings will keep the basketball. And a quick turnover here by Jackson trying to get it to Smith, and Caleb Bird making us look prophetic almost, saying that he's been working hard on defense, and he gets the steal there.
Yeah, you got to like that, Steve. You called that.
Inbound goes to the left wing, and a drive from there for Pettis gets it out to Tansmore. Looking down low, and there is Francis, and he goes up looking to maybe stuff it. The rim stuffed him, but he gets his own rebound, and the putback is good, and it's a one-point game, 38-37. Jackson with a one-point lead, LeBron with the ball. Homer, Michigan for LeBron. Gets it to Brown at the top, now left side for Daniels. Smith gets it at the top, LeBron right wing. High post for Wiles, puts it on the deck, down low, puts that up off the window, miss. LeBron gets the rebound. Second chance for Jackson. Pass goes off Brown's hands, out to Smith. Aquari now to LeBron at the top. And 11 seconds on the shot clock. Back cut for Daniels. Gets into the free throw line area. Pull up and knocks it down.
And that time Daniels back cut and stayed with the back cut and was rewarded. He didn't pull up.
Tansmore in the left corner. Pulls up the three. Is short. Rebound at Francis. He's down low against Brown. Back to the basket. Brown blocks. Second block. And Brown comes away with a loose ball. Two blocks for Brown. Nice defensive possession. Nearly turns it over, but keeps the ball. LeBron looks at the three, doesn't take it, gets in the lane. He is blocked, gets his own rebound, stays with it, and gets the shot to go.
Man, we're having a block party here on the New Year's Eve.
Left wing for Bird, gets it out of there for Pettis. 18-24 to play in the game, 42-35, five-point Jackson lead. Working around the perimeter here for the Vikings, and it's Rodgers. Crossover. Wiles has a hand in the way. Gets down low to Francis, and on his spin move, he has it knocked away. Goes out of bounds. And they'll say last touch Vikings.
And there's that man, Brent Wiles, playing good defense on Tyron Rogers, who I see the Spring Arbor Cougars coach. And Coach Cottingham's here today, and I think he might be taking a peek at Tyron Rogers there for Glen Oaks.
LeBron brings it up here for the Jets. 18 minutes to play in the game. Wiles taking it all the way into the rim and puts it up off the window. Wiles finding those driving lanes, takes that one in for the layup drill and pushes the lead off to 7 for Jackson.
Yeah, and that basket goes to Wiles, but good little seal off by Alex Daniels to cause that driving lane.
Timeout for the Vikings. 60-second timeout. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. Jackson leads 44-37 on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Hello, this is Joel at Will Be Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Will Be Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at willbetransitmix.com.
The WKHM Jackson News and Sports Feeds at WKHM.com, brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group. The difference is the people and service.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Oyl, Brian Haynes. Second half action here, 17-47 to play. Jackson leads 44-37. Glen Oaks with the basketball. And looking at inbound kicked by Daniels over there.
It's kind of been a game of runs so far. You know, Jackson started out with a run. Glen Oaks matched him with a longer run, took the lead, and Jackson a little flurry.
still kind of continuing to run here, up by 7. Tansmore with it outside the perimeter. Top for Francis, swings it around. Pettis making a move into the elbow. Backs it back out. High post for Francis. Bird driving from the top into traffic and knocked away. They'll say out off of Glen Oaks. Or excuse me, off of Jackson. Glen Oaks ball.
Now, Brent Wiles said it was off Glen Oaks, but unfortunately, Brent does not get that officiating trump card. He has to just keep playing, so.
6 seconds on the shot clock here. Tansmore to inbound from the baseline, drops it in for Rogers. Move to the baseline, pull-up jumper, missed everything. Smith gets the rebound, and here goes Jackson on the run. LeBron moving up the middle of the floor, hands it off to Wiles, left wing. He'll drive baseline, gets into the air. Lefty finish off the window. Wiles finds his way in for a layup again. And this time, second half so far, yeah. Getting them to go.
Yeah, those were not falling earlier.
Rogers drives, loses his footing, passes out though, and Bird's wide open, just missed the shot. Smith rebounds. LeBron up the floor ahead of everyone. Good feed by Daniels. Missed the layup. Rebound. Put back no good. Smith and rebounded this time by Francis. Gets it out to Bird, who's out running. And Rogers on the run. And his layup is missed. Jackson rebounds. Fast break there for Glen Oaks. Nothing doing. Wiles on the drive. Gets into the lane, into the air. Score another one. And now we're going to call a flop.
A flop warning, perhaps?
Flop warning on Glen Oaks there.
Yeah.
48-37. Jack's now to an 11-point lead. Wiles, 6 straight.
Kind of was expecting maybe a Glen Oaks timeout because I feel like they need one here to talk things over and try to end this Jackson momentum.
Half-court offense here for Glen Oaks. And it's Pettis deep on the left wing looking for something. They're set up a play here for Tansmore now to Hay in the corner. He's knocked down a 3 in the first half, missed that one, gets his own rebound, but he saves it to Alex Smith. Wiles looking up the floor to Aquari Smith, who's into the air, double clutch, no good. Smith, Alex Smith coming through with a rebound attempt, and on this missed that, but his second rebound goes off his hands and out of bounds.
That was a Smith rebounding barrage there. Aquari, Alex, both got at least 3 together.
16:06 to play in this one. 48-37. Jackson leads by 11. Glen Oaks with the ball. Pettis coming up the floor at the top. Sets up now on a drive. Passes out. Bird open for a moment. He'll take a couple dribbles inside. Pull-up jumper missed. Francis battling down low for that rebound. Gets it. And on the impending shot, he's hammered. That's going to be free throws for Francis from Glen Oaks.
Yeah, boy, Brent Wiles, defensively and offensively, just giving Jackson a spark. Frustrating Glen Oaks' best player, Tyron Rogers, sending him to the bench even for taking a breather.
DeAndre Francis hits the first free throw, and that'll make it a 10-point game.
Which is Glen Oaks' only third point of this half as we're played four minutes and some change.
Second free throw rattles in two. Wiles gets it, inbounds quickly to Daniels. He's dribbling up, and now LeBron from the corner gets all the way in, fakes the layup, passes to Smith for an open three. No. Rebound, and Francis grabs it out to Hay. Up the floor to Caleb Bird on the run out, into the air. Finger roll, got it to go. That was athleticism right there.
That bird was flying.
48-41. They cut the lead to 7, 15 minutes to play. Right side for Brown. He's going to drive into the air, double clutch. And he puts that one off the window. Jackson getting all those layups to go here in the second half. Push the lead back out to 9.
Yeah, those that weren't falling earlier are definitely falling now.
Tansmore on the move from the top of the key. Has to pass it back out. Pettis going to drive. Gets into the free throw line area. Drops it off for Francis from the high post. LeBron comes through and steals it. Nearly knocked away. They get up the floor to Smith in the corner. Daniels at the wing. Skip pass. That's stolen. Run out for Glen Oaks. And a big dunk attempt and block attempt. Missed it. Rebound. Washington. Wiles blocks the shot. Get some contact down there. Excuse me, it was Pettis on the putback attempt. On the run out, Kyrie Hay was going up for the tomahawk, and he was challenged. A little above the rim battle there.
Yeah. two guys that can't be more than 6'1", too. Definitely playing above the rim. That Alex Daniels block was, that was a highlight reel block.
Yeah. 14-43 to play here in the game. 50-41, Jackson leads. And it's Pettis at the free throw line, and he knocks that one down.
Steve, did you catch who that foul was on for Jackson?
Wiles.
Wiles, thank you. I feel like this is a big part of the game right here. Jackson up 8. You know this could go either way. You extend the lead or let Glenn Oaks back into it.
Pettis misses the free throw, rebounded by Zaya Brown, and out the floor is we've got Gabe Damey back into the game, and we need a turnover. And it's going to be a moving screen away from the ball there for Brown. 50-42. It's an 8-point game. 14-35 to play in the half. In the game, and Glenn Oaks with the ball, trailing by 8. Bird at the top. Looks for a screen from Tansmore. Now drops it off for Hay. Pass out to Francis. Swing it to the right wing for Pettis. He's going to look to drive from there. Gets in deep into the air. Missed it. Rebound. Brown chased it down, but Hay comes to take it away. He'll pass it out in the corner. Pettis for 3. Got it.
Well, we said they needed to make them into three-point shooters. That's their first one of the second half.
Cuts the lead down to 5 with 14 to play. Damey at the top. Right side for Brown. Jab steps. Now skip pass across. Hay wasn't looking but had his arms up in the passing lane, and it goes out off of Wiles.
And Coach Johnston not happy with Brown with that pass. Brown will take a seat.
Fired up here for CJ. 13:50 to play, 50-45. Glenn Oaks can cut it to 3 or closer. Pettis on the wing here, looking for Hay coming across the lane. Nothing there. Hands off to Bird. Goes out to the top. Left side now for Tansmore. Crossover. Working against Daniels. Now left side for Hay. Jackson defending well on the perimeter here right now. Pettis against Smith. Gets a drive off the dribble, all the way in, off the window. Pettis making the big second half. Jackson gets it in, up by just 3 now. Daniels on the right wing. Jackson going through one of these slumps like they did in the first half.
And it's not due to the defensive end. Jackson's really ratcheting up the D, I think, and playing great D.
Daniels had a look at a 3. Gets in the lane, drops it down to Wiles. And in the trees, Wiles just seems to find a space. Gets that one to go. Having a big second half. Gets his team back out ahead by 5.
Yeah, Wiles had 0 in the first half. He's up to 8 this half.
Left side for Pettis. Now to the top for Tansmore. Gets a screen from Francis. Steps back. Long 2-point shot. Missed that one. Rebounded by Damey. Looks to move it up the floor. Now into traffic behind the back dribble. Gets it away. Good knockaway by Pettis, but goes out of bounds. Jackson will keep it.
I was just about to compliment Damey, too, as you always seem, he just always seems in control. Doesn't try to do too much, just takes care of the ball. You mentioned he's Jackson's leading assist man, and I can see why.
Yeah, he just kind of turned without really looking and almost threw it right into the defender's hands. Instead, he'll inbound from the sideline down to Wiles on the baseline, makes a move to the basket, double clutch. Missed that one, rebound Smith. His putback attempt is off, but he'll go to the free throw line on this foul. 12:31 to play. 52-47. Jackson leads by 5. Alex Smith at the free throw line. I don't think I had a free throw percentage for him. Box
screen. He's first attempt.
Zeros,
yeah. First attempt of the season.
That one comes out. That missed hard.
There's room for improvement.
That missed hard. Hey, just in case it comes along. With a thud. Second attempt coming, though. And that one's off front rim. Rebounded by Rogers, who coming back in off the bench. He's been quiet here in the second half so far.
At least that miss was a little less thuddy.
It was.
If that's a word.
It is now. A little screen to roll, trying to get something for Rogers. Pull up off the dribble for Hay. Missed. Rebounded by the Jets. And back in the game, Barath. Right side for Damey. He's going to drive. Gets into the air. Off the window. Missed. Kind of a side angle. Rebounded by Glenn Oaks. No numbers. They're going to run anyway. Pettis right down the middle. His lefty shot, soft touch off the glass. 49-52. They trail by three. Barath quickly back up the floor for the Jets. Screen from Smith. Crossover. Knocked away by Hay on the breakout. And nobody there to block that dunk. And he'll slam that one down. Cuts the lead to just 1 point, 52-51, and we get a timeout from the Jackson bench. Let's take a 30-second break from the broadcast. We're back with more on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
When it's cold, the last thing you want is your home's heating system to quit on you. At Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Demana dealer, their team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, they will get you warm and comfortable quickly. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com to schedule a free service call with complete repair. Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Demana dealer. Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated. In the respected state or county.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Well, Brian Haynes, 11:40 to play in this one, 52-51. Glenn Oaks cuts it back to one. They're trailing by as many as 11.
This has been a nutty game, too. Usually we have a pretty good, we see a lot of basketball, you have a feel for what's going to happen, and just runs kind of coming out of nowhere.
And now Glenn Oaks coming out in a zone defense. Missed free three-pointer by Daniels, rebounded by Wiles. His putback is off, but he gets fouled on the way up. And Wiles has really got that point-blank left side of the basket. That's where most of his shots have been coming from.
And if he converts these two free throws, that'll be 10 points for Wiles in the first 8 minutes and change. And likewise for Glenn Oaks, Quaylen Pettis has 8 points in the second half after not scoring in the first.
Wiles knocks that one down. Substitution. Brown's going to come in for Alex Smith. So you got Isaiah Brown back on the floor. And Aquari Smith, Gabe Damey, Jackson Barath. Wiles, as I mentioned, on the floor for the Jets. A little breather for Alex Daniels. Wiles knocks out the pair. Leads back to three. 54-51. 11:18 to play. Pettis with the basketball, gets a screen from Rogers, who looks to roll, has the ball knocked away. Caleb Bird chases it down. Now he'll look for Rogers down to the block. Passes a little too hard. Rogers tries to save it to something and is stolen by Barath, and he's going to go up the floor. Gets down deep, has it blocked from behind. Smith had the rebound for a moment, knocked away, and now a three-on-one break. Glenn Oaks and Rogers takes it all the way himself. 53-54, the lead is back to just one. And Bird trying to get a steal from Barath gets called for the reach-in. Francis coming back into the game for Glenn Oaks. And Rogers can go back to the bench. 10:42 on the clock here, 54-53. Jackson's one-point lead. Sideline inbound here for Gabe Damey. And he'll get into Barath near the middle circle. Drops it off for Damey. Left side for Brown, outside of the arc. Francis comes to check him, puts on the deck, now to the top for Wiles. He's going to make a move to the basket, gets into the lane, into the air, off the glass, score it, and a foul. So make it 12 points now for Wiles in the second half. Can make it 13 if he knocks this down.
Steve, I don't know. Did you buy tickets for the Brent Wiles show? Because that's what we're being treated to right now.
I'm glad I got in here with no fee. The Jackson College Jets starring Brent Wiles here in the second half. And stays perfect from the free throw line here, too. 10:24 to play and pushes the team's lead back out to four. 57-53.
And 13 points now for Brent Wiles in the second half.
Pettis steps back for three. And he matches. Both of those two have been the lifeblood for their teams, respectively. Brown on the run. Down low, double clutch off the window, and it looked like it might roll in. It comes off. He does get the whistle. And so free throws coming for Isaiah Brown. 10:05 to play here, 57-56. Jackson's lead at one again. And they've gotten it to this point a couple times and haven't been able to get closer as Brown knocks that down. So continuing to stretch that lead here for the Jets.
Yeah, and bigger trouble for Glen Oaks, too. Now DeAndre Francis, their only big body, really, just picked up his third foul.
10:04 to play. 59-56. Stay with us following this Jackson Jets game. We'll get the conclusion of the Pistons broadcast tonight. Pettis moves his way across the perimeter, right wing. Now the left side for Rogers. He'll pull up the triple. That's off left rim. Rebound battle knocked away, and I think we'll get a foul against Wiles on that one. No. They give to Smith?
Yeah, Macquarie Smith picking that up.
Glen Oaks keeps it. Hale inbound for the baseline. Now it'll be Pettis who will inbound. Pettis, Bird, Rogers, Francis, and Hay. Hay takes the inbound outside the arc. Now gets it up to the top. Pettis puts it on the deck, working against Gabe Damey. Gets down deep. Good defense by Barath to disrupt the shot and not foul. And missed shot, but Glen Oaks keeps it on the rebound. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch, Jackson. So with 11 seconds on the shot clock, 9:38 to play. Pettis inbound from the baseline. Nope, now it'll be Hay. Switching on
they're
me.
They're just trying to trick you.
Hay looking inbound, and he'll have to float it deep to Pettis. Pettis working against Damey. Crossover into the air. Nice move across the lane. Finger rolls off the window and good. And he's going to get to the line there. Tough shot by Pettis.
That was a tough shot.
Waylon Pettis averaging 7 a game here. Has only played 4 games up to this point, Brian. And
well, he's got 13 and maybe 14 if he makes this one in the second half alone.
And that one's down. We got a tie game, 59-59. Timeout from Glen Oaks. It's a 60-second full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds on the broadcast. When we come back, it's tied here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, Monday through Friday from 5 to 6.
Mark, it's Chris.
What's up, Concord Chris?
Hasn't Jared Goff's play been offensive almost all year?
I like what you did there. He was very, he's been the offensive player all season long. Dad jokes always have a place here, man. They do.
That's right.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 9:33 to play here. Jackson Jets tied with the Glen Oaks Vikings at 59. Jackson with the ball. And Damey, Barath, Wiles, Aquari Smith, and Isaiah Brown. Barath drives from the left wing, looking to get it down low, and really was stuck there. Nice pivot moving to get it. Bumped, and he'll get free throws out of it. I think he was just trying to pass it off, actually, but free throw attempt coming here.
I think he kind of got bailed out on that one a little bit. Looked like
he was stuck.
Yeah,
he,
no place to go, and they called it.
And Brass' first free throw is good.
First point of the night.
Like you mentioned at the halftime, he's been giving them good minutes in other aspects of the game. This hasn't affected the scoring, and now he gets a 2-for-2 trip to the line and puts his team up by 2, 61-59. Clutch free throws with 9 minutes to play.
We kind of thought this would be a fun game, and we're not being disappointed right now.
Yeah, right now it feels like both teams went through stretches of struggles and have gotten to this is kind of the game it was meant to be. A nice drive, and Rogers with a good finish. Off the window, we're tied at 61. Damey with the ball for the Jets. Running the play here. Kind of a double screen down. They get it to Quarry Smith, who was huge at the end of the first half. Has been scoreless here in the second half, hasn't he, Brian? Wiles on the drive. It's a shot blocked, but they'll call a foul.
Yeah, him and Brett Wiles kind of just traded spots. Aquari was 17 in the first, blanked in the second. Vice versa for Wiles, blanked in the first and 17 this half.
Well, I can only guess that our coach here from Glen Oaks really did say what we thought he would say in the locker room and say, we got to get out on Aquarius Smith, and they're doing it effectively here.
Yeah. Yep. Apparently, at halftime, nobody said, we really got to stop Brent Wiles. Although, we did just jinx him into missing that first free throw. Yeah. And that was on you.
That's on me.
Yep.
Now it's your jinx on that free throw. Second one, though, he's got. Rattles it down. 62-61. It's a one-point game. 8:38 to play. Washington back on the floor for the Vikings, the speedster, left wing for Washington. Looking to get it down low, or Tansmore set up back to the basket against Daniels. Alex keeps his hands up in the air, missed the shot, and on the rebound, Daniels will knock it out. Alex Daniels got a long break there.
Tansmore for Glen Oaks, another player that had 10 in the first half and has scoreless this half. I'm telling you, this has been just kind of an odd game all the way around.
Hale inbound it for Glen Oaks, gets it into Tansmore on the left wing, now to the top for Washington. Kevon looking to drive, going against Dame. He gets down to a block, drops it off for Tansmore, and brings it down low. That Cardinal sin down in the paint. They knock it away, but he passes out to Pettis, who knocks down a three-pointer. And 64-62, Glen Oaks first lead of the half. Jackson with the ball. Wiles on the baseline. Now up to Damey. Works his way to the middle of the floor. Set up the play here. 15 on the shot clock. Damey left side for Wiles. Now he'll work his way into the lane. They stop him there. Shut off his driving lane. Wiles now sets a screen. Damey will drive. He gets past the defense. And soft touch over the front rim. And we're tied at 64. Glen Oaks quickly up the floor. It's Hay from the right wing working against Wiles. Left side. Now back to Hay looking down low for Rogers working against Barath. Little fader. Gets that one. Soft touch front rim and rolls through. 66-64 Glen Oaks. 7 minutes to play. Barath down to Wiles on the baseline. He works his way inside. Cross court. Daniels open for three. Missed it. Rebound. Smith battling. He pulls it out of there. Gets it to Damey. Now a three-pointer for Barath from the left side. Nothing but net. 7 minutes. 67-66. Jets back up by one. A little woofing back and forth here for some of the players, too. I like it.
Yeah. And in the quiet gym, we can kind of hear all of it going on.
Washington working around the perimeter. And now they get it to Tansmore. Rogers down. And Wiles jumps out in front with a steal. He's on the break. One-on-one with Tansmore. Wiles, what a nice move. Gets the body in between the defender and the basket. Puts it up with the left-hand touch off the backboard. 69-66, Jackson leads.
Textbook drive of how to use your body against the defender.
Rogers came up the screen. Step back. Pettis, three off the back rim. Washington chases it down, showing that speed. And out in the pull-up jumper, missed. Hay taps it in. And we got a whistle for a timeout from Glen Oaks. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. 6:10 to play, 69-68. Jackson's lead is one on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
10 to play, 69-68. Jackson leads by one after the bucket for Glen Oaks. And now the Jets, with the ball. Alex Daniels getting into Gabe Damey. He's on the floor with Isaiah Brown, Brent Wiles, and Aquari Smith. Daniels right wing. Looking for Smith coming through in the corner. Nothing there. Wiles swings it to the left side for Damey from the wing. Calling for a screen. Wiles sets it. Damey steps back. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Brown coming to screen. 7 seconds. Damey pulls up the three and missed it. Rebounded Rogers. Rogers passes out for Pettis. He's been hot in the second half, working against Damey. Loses footing, but it goes right to Francis. He makes a move to the basket, clears out for Rogers. He'll pull up the triple. No. Hay coming in for the rebound, hanging up to get grab it, and gets a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, I see they have Hay listed at 6 foot tall, but boy, he's aggressive. He's always flying after the boards for Glen Oaks.
And as we mentioned before, there's no backstop here under the basket, so that one rolls all the way down to the doorway to weight room, if you're familiar with the Vic Cuis Fieldhouse.
I feel like Jackson College needs to do something to get Aquari Smith going here. He'd take over this last 5:26.
69-68, Jackson's lead is one. Full court pressure here from Glen Oaks. They get it into Brown. And he's going to bring it up over the timeline. Has it knocked away, though? Hay knocks it away. Goes to Caleb Bird. He'll bring it up the floor looking to penetrate. And now he'll have to clear it out. But a nice turnover created there by the Glen Oaks defense in that full court pressure.
Yeah, everybody has a skill set. I don't think Brown's the guy you want breaking the press, dribbling behind his back in traffic.
And now we'll get a foul against Glen Oaks. Nice. Now Francis away from the ball. That's five.
And they had him for five?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had four, but.
So they substitute. Francis goes to the bench, and Tansmore back up off the chair. And again, more pressure here from Glen Oaks. Jackson leads 69-68. Daniels to inbound. Looking to get Smith, gets it to Damey. Now to Daniels. Wiles, there's that baseline spot he loves. Gets in deep, goes up, scores it. They still haven't found a way to hedge that baseline and keep him out of there. Huge second half for Brett Wiles. 71-68 with 4:50 to play.
You said at halftime, stay aggressive, and he listened.
Pettis on the move, gets a three-pointer for Bird. Hey, showing those springs, goes up high for the offensive rebound. Extra possession for Glen Oaks. Tansmore steps back, pulls up the long gunner, miss, rebound. Brown loses it, and we'll get a foul. And I think it's going to go against Rogers.
It is.
Call on the box out. 4:32 to play, 71-68, and that's bonus action for Jackson. And Isaiah Brown's going to go to the free throw line.
Brown right now, 3-for-6 from the stripe tonight. We know last game he had a little struggle from the stripe, so maybe that'll be a fortunate foul if you're a Glen Oaks fan listening.
And that one comes off, rebounded by Hay, 71-68, still three-point game, 4.5 to play. Hay gets it to Washington in the right corner. Looking to drive against Smith, going baseline into the air, passes across court. They get out to Pettis for three. He's hot, knocks out another one, and we're tied again, 71 all. Pettis from that left wing, he's been shooting hot here in the second half, especially from that three-point arc.
We could clear the gym and let Pettis and Wiles play one-on-one this half, I think.
Right side, Daniels all alone. Tries to pass down to Brown. Brown was getting rebound position because Daniels was so open. And now on the runout, a knockaway. Wiles coming away with a loose ball. Goes to the deck, gets it away to Brown. 3:50 to play, tied at 71. Up to Daniels right wing. Drive from there into the lane. Blocked! Rebound, Brown! No! But he is going to go to the line. That was a wild stretch. Daniels was wide open on that offensive possession, and he wanted to draw a defender out there. And couldn't get him out. And so when he tried to go to Brown, Brown was trying to get rebound position. 3:44 to play, 71-71. Brown had rebound position on that one. And now he's got free throw position. That one rolls in.
They're all feeling big now as we're under 4 minutes.
And that was a successful trip for Isaiah Brown. Clutch free throws there, 73-71. Jackson with a two-point lead. Glen Oaks with a basketball. Washington on the right wing. Now to the top for Pettis. He's been the scoring threat in the second half for Glen Oaks. He's on the drive off the high glass with a hand in his face, and he gets that one to go. Jackson gets it down to Brown on the block, and he goes up with a tough bucket off the window. We get a timeout from Coach Johnston. For Jackson with 3:16 to play, they lead 75-73. Full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. Back with more here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. Well, there's no one that is immune to stress. You can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPen.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes with 3:16 to play here. Jackson's lead is just two. Back and forth here in the waning moments of this game. Glenn Oaks with the ball and the two-point deficit. Washington getting some screens. Now he's going to make a move to the basket. It's all the way in. Blocked by Brown. Rebounded Wiles up the floor quickly. Daniels on the move. Drops it off for Wiles. Gets in deep left-handed finish. No good. Tap. No good. Third try. Good.
Wiles.
Endless effort. 77-73. His team is up by four. Deep three. Pettis. And he's been hitting them. That one's a miss. And Jackson, great rebounding position. And now at 237, they can make it 6 points or more. Leading by 477-73. Left side for Wiles. The second half star here. Gabe Damian on the move. Gets in deep. Nice move. Missed it. Left is short. Left hand. He got the wide open layup and missed it. 2:14 to play. Hale over for a moment. He'll pull up a triple. Missed that one. Rebound up and Smith grabs it. Aquari Smith gets it away to Wiles. They find it. Damian. Now 2:03 to play. 77-73 is the lead for the Jets.
We're going to see a Smith bucket here.
Wiles from the wing. Slowing it down here. They get it out to Damey. Minute 51. 12 on the shot clock. Left side for Brown outside the arc. Now to the top for Damey. 7 seconds. Screen roll. Damey all the way down the lane. Gets that one up in the air. He missed that layup, but not nearly as open. And I think he had a forearm into the ribs there. He goes down, and he'll shoot 2 free throws. Minute 40 to play.
Yeah, Damey getting up kind of gingerly, and I don't know if that's exhaustion or if he did kind of land a little funny. Maybe a combination.
It's Aquari Smith, Alex Daniels, Brent Wiles, Gabe Damey, and Isaiah Brown on the floor for the Jets here down the stretch. They lead by four. They can add to it here with Damey at the stripe. And that one goes down. According to our statistics sheet here, he's a 0% free throw shooter.
Not anymore. 1-for-1 tonight.
And the second one comes out. 1-for-2, 78-73. Pettis quickly right up the floor, attacks and goes to the bucket, scores it, and a timeout for Glen Oaks. So 93 seconds to play. We'll keep it here on the broadcast, full timeout. As we mentioned, join us for Thursday night, high school basketball, Fox Sports. No, excuse me, WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, the Addison Panthers at the Napoleon Pirates, so rugged Cascades Conference action.
For a minute, I thought you were going to say join us for the wedding expo.
You can join us for that Saturday also. Or join us for Sports Saturday, 9 to 10 a.m. Saturday and 970 a.m. 101.5 FM. I'll be there for that as well. And then head over to the wedding expo. Yeah, listen to us on the way and then, you know, camp out for a while. I think people are going to be tailgating the wedding expo.
Why not? Tis the season.
Right? It's going to be, I don't know, it looks like it's going to be kind of cold for a little tailgate. But maybe stop at one of those downtown establishments and have some breakfast and or maybe some brunch. Head over at 1 o'clock.
Either way should be a good time.
I don't know why you wouldn't go. This year, there's a little something extra. We've got a lounge, so if you're somebody who's maybe doesn't want to be involved in the planning, but you want to offer some support by being there, there's somewhere for you to chill out.
That would be my role.
Inbound goes to Wiles. Now to Daniels. Three-point lead for Jackson with a minute 28 to play. Full court pressure here. And they get it over the timeline. They get it back to Daniels. Now he goes on the attack a little bit. Good closeout by Hay. Now move by Daniels. Spin move gets into the lane. We're going to get a blocking foul. It's on the floor, but that's double bonus time. So Daniels will shoot a couple free throws. And really, Jackson so far has done a nice job shooting free throws down the stretch, or at least well enough to keep themselves ahead. And Daniels is going to try to do that. Alex listed as a 66% free throw shooter.
I'm not sure with the way you said Jackson has done a good job making these.
Got that one to go.
All right.
minute 18 to play. Daniels' second free throw comes off back rim, rebounded by Bird. Here comes Glenn Oaks, trailing by four. Pettis again on the move. Now at the corner for Hay for three. No. Rebound. Brown pulls it down and gets it out to Daniels. 106. Damey with the ball over the midline. Under a minute now. 79-75 Jackson lead. They're going to slow it down here. 18 on the shot clock. Aquari Smith getting the touch. He has not had a lot of touches here in the second half. Washington chases him out near midcourt. 10 seconds. Gets it away to Damey. Now over to Wiles. 5 seconds. Into the elbow. Out to Damey. Into the corner for Daniels. 2 seconds. 1 second. No. Off the rim. Rebound. Tapped and pulled down by Pettis. They trail by four. And on the run out. Into the corner for Washington for three. Short. Rebound. Rogers. Put back. Good. And that cuts the lead to two. 28.4 to play.
We're not done.
We're not done by a stretch. 2-point lead for Jackson. They'll have to inbound against full court pressure here, I would expect.
It looks like Glenn Oaks kind of does a little disguising trap where somebody leaves their man and comes out and tries to pick up the person who just left to double. Almost got to it last time.
Set it up here. 28.4 seconds remain here. 79-77 Jackson leads. Double bonus for Jackson, so every foul is 2 free throws. And I said they've done a good job down the stretch, but I feel like they're about 50% on their last 2 trips. So if you make all of those, you feel a lot more comfortable right now.
And here's where if you're Glenn Oaks, you kind of count on your assistant coaches too to let you know some of the shooting percentages that you've been throwing out. You know, you said Damey was at 0% for the year. Now he did just go 1 for 2. I know Brown is. Had some struggles, so this might be an occasion where if one of those guys touch it, you want to just go ahead and take one.
Yeah, nobody showing up as a great free throw shooter here for Jackson that's on the floor.
Although I would not foul Brent Wiles right now.
No.
He's been making them today.
Damey will inbound. Full court pressure, as we mentioned. They get into Daniels. They look to trap him. Gets it away to Damey. Now back to Daniels. And he'll get it up to Smith, gets it over the center court line, and a near steal. They're going to call it off White, so they do force the turnover. 19.2 seconds, 79-77. It's a 2-point game, and Glenn Oaks' shot clock turned off.
We haven't had any ball since last year. Why not some extra?
Yeah, a little bonus. Maybe we won't get to get you to the end of that Pistons game. Pettis. At the top, he's been the hot hand the second half. Drives out to Bird for the lead. Triple short. Pettis rebounds. Put back. No good. Rebound. Wiles pulls it away. And they get in and a foul on his arm. So with 4.9 to play, Brent Wiles pulls down the clutch rebound. And now he'll try to knock down some clutch free throws. 79-77 is the score.
That possession was kind of fitting for the way this second half has gone. Pettis with the ball and then missing a shot, but Wiles coming up. The whole Pettis versus Wiles second half is what we've been seeing.
Yeah. Wiles right now with under 5 seconds can ice this away at the line. And the first one comes off.
And I said that's the guy if you're Glenn Oaks, you don't want to foul. I guess I was wrong.
If you're Glenn Oaks, you feel just, like that gives you a little life.
Yeah.
Makes this one even bigger, and that one's good. Three-point game, 80-77. If you're Jackson, you try not to foul here. 4 seconds. And they do grab it. They had one to give.
One to give, and they still have one. You know, Steve, here's where I kind of just go ahead and like to foul. I figure you have a better chance of them making a three than they do of making the first free throw and then missing on purpose, getting the rebound and corralling. I like definitely the foul here.
Glen Oaks inbounds from the sideline to get 2.4 to play, 80-77. Jackson in the lead. Pettis inbounding. Gets it into Hay, turns around and fires off the top of the backboard. No good. And Jackson holds on. Tight game at the end there. And it really was back and forth, Brian. Different. Both teams had their stretches, their moments. And in the end, Jackson just had the last moments, I guess. And so 80-77, our final. We'll take a three-minute break here on the postgame. We'll come back and get the numbers and wrap it up here. Again, Jackson, winners at home tonight, 80-77 over Glen Oaks on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Come one, come all to ABC Academy. It's the best daycare there is. ABC has many different rooms from pool corner to youth group. And we have many different ages, from babies to toddlers, bigger kids too. We can do everything for your child, like changing diapers, feeding, reading books, even helping them nap. ABC is the best place to be.
ABC Academy, now enrolling at all six locations. Lansing Avenue, Lawrence Avenue, Jackson College Campus, Concord Elementary, Hunt Elementary, and Dibble Elementary. Infant care, preschool, GSRP, and school age programs. Learn more at abcacademyjackson.com. For over 34 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only premier Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Sick of waiting for your furniture to arrive? Menards has the furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional, a new recliner, or love seat? Buy one today, get a free rug. Hurry up. Get to Menards before they're gone. In-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm a working mom and could really use more hours in my day. Thankfully, my non-electric Kinetico water treatment system has simplified my life. It's easier to clean my home with Kinetico conditioned water. No more scrubbing tubs or wiping water spots. Cleaners work better and last longer. And all the Kinetico drinking water we want is right here. No more lugging home bottled water. All this, and I'm saving money, too, thanks to Kinetico.
Top coffee soft water. Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer. On Page Avenue across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign. Serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Columbia Community Fitness Center, New Year, New You. Open House and Health Fair is coming up on January 22nd from 10 a.m. to noon. Everyone will receive a two-week pass, and while supplies last, a Columbia Community Fitness Center t-shirt. Drawings for prizes. Join the fun, bring your family, and participate in the intro mini classes. Two grand prizes will be awarded. When looking for a great opportunity to increase both your level of health and fitness, look no farther than Columbia Community Fitness Center at myeagles.org.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
And it's a final here, 80-77. Jackson edges out Glen Oaks Community College. The Vikings put up a stiff fight. And Brian, we were just talking about the numbers, and the first half, it was Aquari Smith leading the way for Jackson, 17 points. And then second half, he's shut out. Meanwhile, Brent Wiles, stepped up in that and filled the gap there with 21 second half points, but he was scoreless in the first half. So they really traded jobs there. But Wiles had just enough there at the end to edge out the Glen Oaks team that played really hard. And Pettis had 24, as you said, in the second half.
Yeah, for Glen Oaks, 24, and was shut out in the first half. And in their first half, they had
Tansmore
with 10 in the first half and was shut out in the second half. So four guys that went off on a half.
Yeah, but really exciting game. And, you know, we were bummed that the women's game was postponed, so we didn't get to see that. But this men's game offered enough excitement for two games. So really, kudos to Jackson in the second half. Just played well and maintained. And, you know, Glen Oaks, it kind of always felt like they'd make a little run. Although there was that moment, like you said, it felt like that 8-point, it felt like it could go either way, and it went Glen Oaks' way. That's when Pettis started to heat up and really kept his team alive.
Yeah, it's crazy, Steve. Every game we've done in 2022 has been just a close, good game. So if you're listening to us this year, you're bound to hear a good game.
Well, let's do the numbers real quick here, and we'll wrap things up, Brian.
Okay, we'll start with Glen Oaks, the Vikings. Visiting from where?
Centerville, Michigan.
Centerville, Michigan. Okay, we have Kevon Washington with 4, Quaylen Pettis with 24, all in the second half, Malik Tansmore with 10 and all in the first half, Tyron Rogers with 18, Caleb Bird with 4, DeAndre Francis with 10, and Kyrie Hay with 7.
Yeah, Rogers is a nice player, and he'll play basketball somewhere after this. I liked Francis, and as we said, Pettis, who really shot the three ball well in the second half. Only 4 games so far this season, but he was shooting prior to about 20% from three-point land, so that number is going to go up in the next stat sheet.
Yeah, that's a way to become a 34% shooter real quick.
And what about for the Jets in victory?
All right, for the Jets, we had Gabe Damey with 5 points, Jackson Barath with 5, Damaso LeBron with 2, Aquari Smith with 17, Brent Wiles, our leader, with 21, all in the second half, Isaiah Brown with 15, Alex Daniels 10, and Alex Smith capping it off with 4 points.
Yeah, Isaiah Brown played a nice complete game. He was he was fantastic defensively a few times, rebounded the ball well, and had two good halves. But our player of the game tonight is going to be Brent Wiles. He really just exploded in the second half, was the spark that Jackson needed to outlast Glen Oaks.
I cannot argue with the Brent Wiles player of the game.
Sometimes I put it up to like discussion, but there was no question. I mean, he just had that huge half and then managed to even knock down that last free throw to kind of put it at least where the worst they could do was tie, you know, you kind of felt. And then really did it as much as the scoring in the second half makes the papers, the Brent Wiles, good defense and rebounding and just all around being in the right place at the right time most of the game.